welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Ezekiel. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
A tough time in preaching to those people. But he was God's appointed man for that appointed time. Now, Ezekiel, think about it. Where was Ezekiel at again, class? He was in captivity. What do people need when they're going through tough times? Slavery. They need strength. Amen. And Ezekiel's name meant God will strengthen. Or God strengthens. So when somebody called Ezekiel, they was basically saying that was a reminder that God strengthens. God strengthens. Side note, can I just throw a side note in? It used to be the time that we used to give our children names that meant something. We used to get our names out the Bible. Where do we get our names from now? Well, all right, yeah, okay, all right, amen. But it used to be, we used to get our names out the Bible, amen. But today, we don't get our names out the Bible. We get our names out the world, off television. We just even make some names. We put two or three names together and give a child a name today. Yeah, and that's why, you know, the child, you know, she can't even hardly pronounce the name. So she say, just call me Bebe. Just call me Bebe. Yeah, I mean, they got 4 and 5 syllables and what have you. And see, back in the 70s, they used to, people used to, you know, they was getting into this Afrocentric. And so a lot of the babies that was born in the 70s, they had the African names and stuff and what have you. And but today, it's just all kind of names. So that's why it would be hard for me to be a school teacher today. Because today I couldn't stand before the class and say, you know, call the roll. I would just have to say, if you here, stand up and tell us your name. All right, come on. What's your name? You know, tell me. All right, you here? All right. We got it. That's it. I wouldn't even try to stumble over those kids' names. Hello, somebody. Have you ever went to a graduation? I went to a graduation the other week, and I was saying, man, look at that lady. She didn't even blunder. Well, all of those names, you know, you got like 200 names, and then sometime, like at these big graduations, they may have 600 folks graduating. Now, at my school, that was it. But now, boy, all of them, do you see why there's so much trouble in the classes and at school? That's just too big. Too much in one class for everybody to behave. And a lot of these kids, they ain't got no behavior problem. It ain't necessarily a behavior problem. It's still the parents don't want to work with the kids. A lot of these little boys, they raise their voice in class. The teacher done wrote them up and said, come on down to the office. We got to take you to the office. Think about that. Today is different in school. They have no tolerance today. I wouldn't have made it out. Amen. Because I was always talking about, you know, I'm going to thump her here, you know. Hello, somebody. I would have had all kind of demerits for walking around with my finger, you know. I'm ready to. You see what I'm saying? But see, back then, you know, if you got out of line, the teacher just dust your lip. Come here. Dust your lip and go back to your seat and then think nothing else of it. Today, they got the teacher, you know, locked up down there, loose Derek, you know, for doing something like that. It's just crazy today. It's just crazy today. It's crazy in the schools. It's crazy. Bless their heart. That's why they need our prayers. Amen. All right. So his name means God was strengthened. He was called to be a prophet when he was 30 years old. Verse 1 tells us that. It says in verses, the first three verses, it says in verse 1, now it came about in that 30th year on the fifth day of the fourth month while I was at the river Kibar among the exiles. See, he was among the slaves. The heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. All right, so Ezekiel was 30 years old, and 30 was the age when a person went into the priesthood. And Ezekiel, he was already a priest, but God called him now to be a prophet. He was both then a prophet and a priest, just like Jeremiah. Jeremiah came from a priestly family. Jeremiah was both a prophet and a priest. Now, what's the difference between a prophet and what's the role of a priest? Amen. Amen. A prophet comes from God to man. He speaks on behalf of God to man. So it's like somebody is coming out of heaven and coming down to earth. What about the priest? The opposite direction. The priest is representing man. He's taking man's petition to God. So he's talking to God on behalf of man. Man need which one? Which one man need? Which one man need? Which one you need? You need both. You need a word from the Lord, but you need to be talking to the Lord. Because if you don't understand the word from the Lord, you need to ask for some clarifications. Amen. I'm right about it. Now, let me ask you a question today. Who do you need to go and talk to be your priest? You your priest. You the priest today. See, you don't have to go into no confession booth and go and talk to the priest as they do in the Catholic Church. The Bible says what God wants when he looks at the church and the people today, he says you are a kingdom of priests. All of you, let me ask a question. How many of y'all go to somebody else to get them to pray for you? On a regular basis. You pray for yourself, don't you? That's because through Jesus Christ, you can do that. Amen. And if you do need a priest, Jesus says, I'll be your high priest. Is that, I'm right about it. Amen. And so I can go. If I need somebody to go and talk to God for me, I don't have to go talk to Jesus' mama. I don't have to call up and pay some money and talk, you know, to get them to talk to St. Peter or St. Paul. I don't have to pay no money to somebody to get them to talk to one of the apostles. No. I can go and talk to my high priest myself. And that way I know won't nobody know my business and put my business out. Amen. 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 Yeah, some things you ought to just take to your high priest. Amen. You need to go on and take it to Jesus Christ. Amen. He's our high priest. How many of you believe Jesus is alive and well today? Amen. 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 And so the Bible says he's sitting there on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions. He's working today on your behalf. It's no way that a Christian ought to be a failure. I say it's no way for a Christian to be a failure. Why? Because you got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. And even when you don't know how to pray, you can't get your prayers together. The Bible said the Spirit make intercessions for us with groanings that cannot even be uttered. And then if that ain't good enough, that Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father. He's praying for you. So with the prayers of Jesus Christ and the prayers of the Holy Spirit mixed with your prayers, and the Bible say, and God is for me, and if God be for me, oh my Lord. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. So that's a lot of power there, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Amen. And so he was both a prophet and a priest, and he used a lot of dramatic sermons. And we'll look at that next week. We'll look at that next week, some dramatic sermon. You know, Jeremiah, he preached dramatic sermons. But if you thought Jeremiah preached some dramatic sermons, you ain't seen nothing until you see Ezekiel, what Ezekiel had to go through. Amen. We're going to see just how spiritual you are next week. Amen. Amen. All right. You thought that Jeremiah was something wearing some dirty underwear. Getting some dirty underwear out there. Wait till you see what Ezekiel had to do. Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. Amen. And I'm coming out the Bible, so when I show you, it's going to be out the Bible. Amen. Because I know sometimes people, they hear stuff, they say, boy, I just don't believe that. Well, it's out the Bible. Amen. It's in the Bible. Amen. How many of you in the Amazing Race, since you've been reading the Amazing Race, you don't have to take a second look at some stuff? You say, what? That's in the Bible. This Bible is full of stuff. You just wouldn't believe it. But it's in the Bible. You know why it's in the Bible? Because it's about us. And it ain't all pretty. Everything ain't pretty like it is on Sunday morning here in church. You know, in church, everybody is looking good and smelling good and talking good. Hello, brother. That's my brother in the Lord. Everybody's looking good, smelling good, talking good, and everything. But soon as we get in that car, hello, somebody. And sometime it ain't in the car. Soon as we get outside the door. Amen. And sometime it's not outside the door of the church. It's just outside the door of the sanctuary. Ah. Amen. That's why I have to just go on and shake hands and say, all right, God bless you, sister. God bless you. Amen. Keep the line moving. Keep the line moving. Amen. Amen. Now ain't the time to talk about it. Not right here. Not at the door. Amen. Let's get it out the door. Amen. Amen. But how many of you know, sometimes you just kind of want to enjoy your Sunday morning worship. Amen. Amen. I don't want to, you know, as soon as you come out, Pastor, let me tell you what happened. I don't want to hear that. Let me just keep on shaking hands and hugging people. That's what I want to do. Amen. Let me just keep on loving. They loving on me. I need some more love right now. Amen. We got Monday to talk about that. Hello, somebody. Even sometimes when you get home, you ain't ready to hear that. You wanna, you know, savor that song that my sister him was singing. That's what you wanna do. You wanna keep that song going on in your spirit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But how many of you know the devil have folks at home on assignment waiting on you? How many of you know that? So you think, see, when we come to church, it ain't about just inside of these four walls. You come in here, this is like a gas station. You come in here to get some spiritual strength. So when you get outside these doors, whatever you meet first, hello, whatever you meet, you better make sure you got a full tank. Because sometimes folks, they come at you with both barrels. And if you ain't careful, the old you will come out. And folks will make you so mad. They'll make you so mad. Particularly, and they'll throw up in your face. See, that's why I don't go to church. Because it ain't doing you no good. Oh, man, now you got to go in there and pray because you done messed up your witness. But that's what the devil want. He want to use you to keep folks out the church. Yeah. Let's go on a little bit further. Now, even though Ezekiel was in Babylon, he was able to see events in Jerusalem. Now, think about it. Ezekiel went to Babylon in what year? 597 B.C. Did he go in the first captivity or the second or the third? The second. Now, notice from chapter 4 to 24, he's saying another one is coming. God ain't done. We ain't getting ready to leave. Matter of fact, more coming. He say more coming. We got to make some room because more coming. Now, isn't that something? We got some more slaves that's coming. That's what Ezekiel is saying. The false prophets is saying, you know, God is going to bring us back into our homeland, and God is going to bless us with, you know, fruits and fruit trees, and he's going to bless us with houses, and he's going to bless us to get back in our land. Ezekiel is saying, As a matter of fact, another load is coming. It's going to get worse. So Ezekiel, how many of y'all think that Ezekiel had a big church over in captivity? You think he had a big church? You think he had a popular message? You think he was a popular preacher? Let me tell you something. The preachers that's popular in the future, you won't hear about them no more. It's the preachers that's not popular that you're going to hear about in the future. It's just like with Ezekiel. In his day, he wasn't that popular. But we don't even know them other folks' names that was big wheels in his day, that had the big churches in his day. But Ezekiel, who really didn't have nothing, he got a book in the Bible. He made the book. And keep in mind, God is putting people's name in the book. And on judgment day, God is going to look in the book. And he's going to say, now, if I don't see your name in the book, recorded in the Lamb's book of life, then you don't get into heaven. Because God is checking the roll. Isn't that something? Amen. So don't worry about trying to get in man's book. You need to be worried about getting in God's book. Amen. You want to be in the Lamb's book of life. All right, let's look at chapter 1 right quick, and then we'll be done. Ezekiel vision of God. He had a vision of God. And keep in mind, verse number 1 through 3, he say he saw visions of God. Now, this is the first vision that he saw. Look at it. In verse number 4, he saw a vision of the four living creatures. The vision of the four living creatures. He said, I looked and behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually and bright lights around it and in its midst, something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire. Notice he said, I saw some coming out of the north and it was a storm. This is a picture of judgment is coming out of the north. When you look in Ezekiel day, that was Babylon was coming, and they was going to come out of the north, come down through Syria, through the north, and was going to judge Jerusalem. So this is what he saw. And within it, there was a figure resembling four living beings, and this was their appearance. They had human forms. Four beings have human form. Each of them had four faces and four wings. And their legs were straight. Their feet was like calf hoofs, and they gleamed like brutish bronze. Under their wings, on the four sides, was human hands. As for the faces and the wings of the four of them, their wings touched one another. Their face did not turn when they moved. Each went straight forward. And as for the form of the faces, each had the face of a, notice, a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle. Now, did you get that? It had a face of what now? Face of a man, face of a lion, an ox and an eagle. All right. Such were their faces. And notice, it says their wings were spread out above each and had two touching another being and two covering their bodies. And each went straight forward wherever the spirit was about to go. And they would go without turning as they went. They can go any direction, north, south, east, or west, and they never had to turn. Isn't that something? Wow. Now, this is something. Now, just think, you by a river, and you chilling by the river, and then all of a sudden, heaven open up, and this is what you see. You see these four different creatures. All of them got these different faces. Wow. And you was just chilling out by the river. In the midst of the living being, there was something bread of that life looked like
sent down from glory. If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bibleway Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.